My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of.
Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
Well, I think number one is to persevere, because there's a lot of people that are going to tell you no and that it won't work, but you need to trust your gut and just go for it.
Well, I always tell everybody do opposite of what I've done, but the big thing is, of course, never give up and don't listen to all the negative people. Just do what you want to do and continue to try day in and day out a little bit towards your goal, and you'll get there.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN. You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Danielle Chate, a small business expert and the founder of Give Back Genie. Danielle's leadership, products, and advice are sought out by entrepreneurs across the globe. She possesses over 10 years of entrepreneurial experience, 2 postgraduate degrees, and has provided small business owners with proven tools and systemized techniques to excel in their businesses. Danielle, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So tell me, when should a small business owner hire a coach?
Well, a small business owner should consider hiring a coach in 2 instances. If you're stuck in the cycle of perpetual preparation and you don't know which way to turn, that's a great way to hire a coach. Or if you're tampering with the idea of starting a business, but yet you don't know what direction to take your business in and you need assistance, that's another good time to hire.
What are some of the benefits of having a coach or even hiring a coach?
Well, some of the benefits of hiring a coach is you get an opportunity to spend less time working in your business and more time working on your business. It provides you with an opportunity to make more profit in less time. It will also help you provide clarity and confidence in your business, as well as providing a fresh insight of your business.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that most small business owners make? I'm sure I can think of a couple, but I'd love to hear your input on that.
Well, some of the fatal mistakes that I've noticed that our small business owners make is, for one, they fail to invest in themselves. And what I mean that is that a lot of times a small business owner, you think you can do it all yourself. And as you know, as a small business owner, you can't do it all yourself. So sometimes they fail to actually take the time out and set aside the funds to invest in their best investment, which is them. Second of all, I know that a lot of small business owners tend to blend in so much. Like, for instance, if you go to networking events, you'll see a lot of small business owners with the standardized suit colors, the gray suits, the black suits, the navy suits. And they blend in with everybody else, and they fail to stand out. And one thing about being an entrepreneur is if you want to be remembered, you have to be able to step out so that you don't blend in with everybody else. And lastly, another fatal mistake that I notice a lot of business owners make is they always say yes. Whenever somebody presents them with an idea for a project or a product, they're so quick to say yes instead of actually reviewing the product or the project and seeing if it's a mutually beneficial agreement for both parties. So a lot of times they fail to say yes. I mean, they always say yes because they're so excited that they have an opportunity to share their business with other people, when all the time it's not the best investment for them at that time.
Good advice. Now, today we're joined by Danielle Chate, a small business expert and the founder of Give Back Genie. Danielle's leadership, products, and advice are sought out by entrepreneurs across the globe. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur listening in?
A tip that I would give an aspiring entrepreneur is, before you start, make sure you have a plan of action. And in that plan of action, make sure it includes your short-term goals, your long-term goals, your why, and your budget. And this action plan is actually going to let you know if you're in too far, when to step out, and when you actually need to get assistance. Another tip that I recommend, anybody that's tampering with the idea of starting a business, or even if you've been in business for quite some time, I recommend a book by Michael Gerber called The E-Myth Revisited. It's a great book that all entrepreneurs should read, regardless of what state of you are in your business at this time.
When someone comes to the point of deciding to hire a business coach, how should they go about selecting that business coach?
Some things that you want to keep in mind when you're considering hiring a business coach is you want to hire somebody that's actually had a business. You want to hire somebody that you have a good connection with, somebody that has a business background. Because just because you have a coaching certification doesn't mean that you're going to be an ideal business coach if you never ran a business before. So make sure you interview coaches like you would any other person that you were hiring. You check references, you get recommendations, and you have a one-hour consultation to see whether or not it's going to be a good mutually beneficial agreement for both parties.
Now tell our listeners where they can get more information and to also be in contact with you online.
All right. To learn more information about me or to take advantage of a free consultation that I'm currently offering right now, you can go to www.givebackgenie.com. That's www.givebackgenie.com. Or feel free to call me at 866-423-1051. That's 866-423-1051.
Very good. It's been good to catch up with you. She is Danielle Chate, a small business expert and the founder of Give Back Genie. Danielle's leadership, products, and advice are sought out by entrepreneurs across the globe. She also possesses over 10 years of entrepreneurial experience, 2 postgraduate degrees, and has provided small business owners with proven tools and systemized techniques to excel in their businesses. And the website of reference, once again, go check it out and take advantage of that free consultation at givebackgenie.com. Danielle, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Have a good day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.